set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
How do you see the coaching matchup football game going between the Bears and the Rams? Who wins, please, and predict the score? That would also be very appreciated.
All right, I don't like this game for the Bears. I think it comes at a bad time when they have had their own confidence shaken internally, as it seems. I'm not sure the players believe in this coaching staff. I think this is as big of a coaching deficit as they're going to run into on the schedule. You look at the Rams, and even though they are, as I think someone in the Sun-Times pointed out this morning, might have been Patrick Finley, they haven't won their last six games in the Central time zone. And they're going to be playing at 10 o'clock in the morning, according to their body clocks. But they still have, they don't have Cooper Kupp. They don't have Puka Nakua. They don't have a lot of things. But they still have Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay. Look around the NFL. Find a better, more trusted collaboration of coach and quarterback. You can find one. You can find one. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. After that, I would challenge you to find one better and more trusted than this one. Maybe Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert. Maybe Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. I don't think that's a rift. So I don't think there's not a lot of other examples you'd look at and say you trust them to figure out how to get it done. And why do you say that now? Well, they just did in San Francisco against a 49er team they should have lost to. I don't think the Bears can close that gap this Sunday. I think that's too much to overcome. Matthew Stafford could meet his receiver on the team plane, and then they would celebrate on the flight back, five catches for 55 yards and a touchdown. This is a guy that doesn't need to know his receivers that well. He's a difference maker. McVay's a difference maker. Rams 23, Bears 20.
Oof. We'll start with this. Sean McVay greater than Matt Eberflus. That's, you know, the point spread between those two is probably two scores. If you said who's the better coach, probably a two score difference with the head coach of the Rams. Both offensive lines for both teams are big question marks. I believe the Rams are starting three rookie offensive linemen on Sunday. Because the game is at home, David, I've got a very similar score, but I've got Bears 24, Rams 20. If the Bears are going to win double digits, and it doesn't look like they're going to, this is a game you have to win if you're going to get to 10.
This is a difficult one because of the coaching deficit. And I think that it's a gutsy pick to take the Rams here, because I think that they're 0-6 in games in the Central Division, Central Time Zone, excuse me, over the last whatever couple of years. Last six games they played, they failed to win. But I kind of like them in this spot because of the coaching deficit. But having said that, I'm going to take the Bears to win the game 19-17.
Wow.
I took 19-17 a week ago the other way, and I'm turning it around again. Like that score.
Bears are going to get four field goals?
I think they're going to keep...
Or are they going to miss the two-way conversion because nobody could get on the field quickly enough? How are they going to get 19?
They're going to get 19 points.
All right. 19-17 Bears.
Yeah. Taking the Bears this week.
Well,
I just think this is the drop-dead moment of the season. If they lose a third straight game, there's going to be problems. I think you're right about the coaching deficit here. But we haven't even talked about the Rams missing three offensive line starters.
I know.
Three.
I'm aware. I'm aware.
I know.
I don't know how in the world they beat the 49ers, but they did. And when you watch part of those games as the Access or the All-22, you can watch that. It's like, I don't know how they won that game.
Yeah.
Watching that game, I don't know how they won that game, but they found a way. And
he's changed his blocking scheme a little bit. Have you noticed that? It's really interesting to look at what he's doing. I think he's an unbelievable coach. I just think the Bears at home, if they get the defense up and running, they could really do some good things. They could just limit how many powerful points the opposition gets.
I legitimately hope you're right, and I hope that I'm wrong, because I think we all have this sense that if they fall to 1-3, there will be a feeling of here we go again. And I don't think any of us are ready for that or want that. And you don't root for teams when you're in this role necessarily. You can. It's fine if people want to. You just react to what's going on. And objectively, this would be a difficult season to watch unfold if they start 1-3 after going into the season with such high expectations and needing a fast start.
Yes.
And not getting one. They would raise all kinds of questions about every aspect of the operation.
I'll tell you what, like, they're lucky to have won one game. That is the reality of it. They had one game where they didn't turn the ball over, where they didn't burn needless timeouts, and they wound up winning that game on defense. That's kind of how they're going to have to win this one, and I don't know. I don't know. Jeremy Fowler, is that the guy from ESPN, claims that that Roschon Johnson, he's either predicting it or claiming he's going to start the game. That they're going to.
It was a report slash prediction.
Yeah, it was a weird
it's
one.
It's kind of a.
I don't know what to make
tenuous
of it.
Report.
But it was maybe just him surmising something. I don't know
Makes
what
sense.
It was.
You should see more of Roschon Johnson.
But if you see more of Roschon Johnson, I think that's a good thing. I think they need to establish more of a running game, and they may be able to do that with him. And I just think that. Even though they gave DeAndre Swift $24 million over 3 years, I don't expect them to stay with what's been going wrong for them up to this point.
I think you have to trust the coaches to understand what opportunities they need to take advantage of and seize. But that's a big ask.
It is.
With the way we just saw the Bears squander that in Indianapolis. And I wonder if it's worth pointing out when we come back what Justin Fields had to say about the quality of coaching in Chicago and the quality of coaching he's receiving in Pittsburgh. Not that that's a terribly fair way to maybe look at it, but it's something that's out there now, Mully. We're talking about the coaching deficit, and I think it's worth probably addressing.